Have you noticed so much business and marketing content out there is so abstract and airy-fairy? Like what they're saying sounds good, but what do you actually need to do? That's where the Good Marketing, Good Business podcast comes in. This is where I share practical strategies to help you grow your service-based business. And in case we haven't met yet, I'm Shannon Stone, award-winning business and marketing consultant. And for the last decade or so, I've been diving in deep with small business owners, helping them to make more sales and get more done in less time. And today's episode is no different. Enjoy. Welcome to the podcast. Super excited to jump into this episode today. Today we are helping you if people don't understand what you do. Well, the flip side of this, there's so many angles we could go with headlines, but if you want to help people to know what you do quicker and faster and more powerfully, that would be another great headline for this episode too. But my promise with this episode, we will be jumping straight in, but it's to help people to understand what you do in under 60 seconds. And I know that is a really big claim, but I'm even going to time it here for you as well when I share some examples of how you can do this too. So it will be under 60 seconds. But when you have a small amount of time to capture someone's attention and for them to understand what you do, you have to do it fast. You have to get to the point. And I don't just think it's because of fleeting attention spans. I think it's because we actually have more attention than people realize, or that a lot of those stats give us credit for. And, you know, if you're, you know, talking to someone or you're at a networking event, for example, they have your attention. They want to hear from you what it is that you do. They want to understand. And that's the problem that is missing. They have your attention, but they're lacking the understanding of what you do. So it's not that you need any more time. You just need to know what you actually should be saying to them so they understand it. And I think the shorter, the better in some kind of ways. It's got to be the right conversation, you know, right time, right conversation. So we'll jump into it. So I want to help you to, you know, convey that more clearly with a lot of clarity and more concisely as well. So what I'll do first in this episode, I'm going to run you through how I would do this for myself, almost share a bit of a pitch. And we're going to use that as a reference so you can do that too as well. And at the end, the action steps, which I always include, but the action step is almost like an action activity. You really want to pay attention to this one because it's really going to help you. That's all I can say. All right, so I'm going to put my timer on and I'm going to share how I would do this, and then we can tease it out. We can dissect it a little bit together so you can do the same for you. All righty, hitting go. So I would say, I'm Shannon. I'm a business and marketing consultant. I specialize in helping service-based businesses strengthen their sales, enhance their team, and better manage their business. But what does any of this mean? Well, with one of my clients at the moment, she wants to make more sales. So we're diving into what already produces sales for her, and we're putting systems around it. And we've already started making progress on this. And lo and behold, she's already landed a great sale just yesterday from doing this and doing it on purpose. So I'm really great at helping people to make sales, but how I do that is specific to that particular business. Now, pausing there, that took me 38 seconds to say out loud. And I want to just run you through what we shared there. So I said, I'm Shannon, I'm a business and marketing consultant. And I told you a bit of what I do. I specialize in helping service-based businesses strengthen their sales, enhance their team, and better manage their business. We all have a little pitch like that. You know, this is what I do. What is often missing is, well, tell me what that actually means. And so what I always suggest people to do is to share examples. When you share an example of what it is that you do, working with one of my clients, here's some of the things we worked on, here's some of the things that we achieved, here's some of the things that we overcame, that kind of thing, people can say, oh, okay, well, I can take your pitch, your elevator pitch in a way of I specialize in XYZ, and now I can connect it to something tangible because you've explained it in an example. So I shared one example in that scenario. It took me 38 seconds. If I shared another example, it would probably take me up to the 60 seconds. So let me add one in here for us. So I'm going to hit start on the stopwatch. So we were at 38. So another client of mine has a large online following, which is amazing. But a lot of people find if you've got a big audience, it automatically means a lot of sales, which is definitely not the case. So this client in particular has a great business, but she's not where she wants to be. So I reviewed her business and she made 20 grand in 3 weeks. And then she did it again in month two and then again in month three. All without any new campaigns or marketing, just looking at what is already going on in her business. Alrighty, that took us to, 1 minute and 11 seconds. So forgive me for the extra 11 seconds, but I wanted to throw in another example for you. And maybe I did waffle a little bit there with that one. But what you can do is share examples. It makes it so much easier for people to see what it is that you do. So it's almost like people will have the beginning really good and the end really good. But what is missing where people are lacking that understanding is it's like a sandwich in a way. It's like the filling, what's in the middle. And for us in this conversation, what I suggest is having one or two examples. They can be shorter than the ones I had. You could just go with one if you wanted to. It's completely up to you. So I'll run you through next what this whole framework in a way really is. So number one, who are you? So I'm Shannon. Number two, what's your business or your title? So I run under my name. So I don't have a business name other than Shannon Stone. So I always say I'm Shannon. I'm a business and marketing consultant. So depending on your business, you may introduce it like that in your equivalent, or you might introduce your business name. So who you are, your business or title. I specialize in XYZ. So what do you specialize in? You've probably got some of this already down pat. And I know these things are just a forever work in progress. So that is okay too. So I specialize in is number three. Then number four is the result or the example. So, you know, what's one or two stories that you could tell in, you know, 20, 30, 40 seconds into your pitch, in your 60 second segment or whatever it might be. And then we have the close. So the close that I shared was just bringing it all together. So I said, I'm really great at helping people to strengthen their sales, but how I do that is specific to that particular business. So who you are, your business or title, what you specialize in, the result or examples, and then a close to bring it all together. So that is really going to help you to show to people or help them to understand what it is that you actually do, because people have your attention. I think we take it for granted how much attention people are actually giving us. And this is in different formats as well. You know, there's in person, there's networking, there's also online, there's videos, there's in all your collateral as well. There's so many different ways that we do actually get the attention of people. We just have to help them to understand what it is that we do. And the best way, hands down, in my opinion, is always going to be with examples. Okay, so let's get into the action step for this one. And remember, there is a transcript that goes with all of these episodes as well. So wherever you are listening, it should have a link to a transcript there or the episode website or webpage, and that should take you to the transcript. Any questions, just reach out to me and I can send it across to you. So the action step, like I said, definitely pay attention to this one. It's more like an action activity. And I want you to come up with two or three results or examples. So in mine, I shared one about a client who we just looked at what was already producing sales in her business and put systems around it. So that was one example. Another example was the client who had the big following and made 20K in 3 weeks and then again in month two and then again in month three. So what are a couple of examples that you have from your clients? I'm sure you can go beyond two or three, but let's start with two or three to begin with. And what you can do with this as well, so for each client, you can tell or you can share the results in lots of different ways. So, you know, one client is going to have multiple wins, multiple results, multiple overcoming of obstacles from working with you. So you can really transform one client into multiple stories and into multiple examples that you can use in this situation. So what I would do is think about, well, what are the parts of the story or the part of the client results that I would really like to share? For the client who made the 20K month on month, there's so many other results that I could be sharing, or so many other angles to her story that I could be sharing along with it as well. Or just taking away from the 20K, I could even say she made more in 3 months than she had the whole year prior. I could say almost like a tactical approach, you know, something around a big reason that she achieved those results was because I listened to her sales calls and XYZ. I could go into what it was there that I picked up on. And just like, so you can think about this from your potential client's point of view or people listening. It's when they hear those specific things, that's when they say, oh, that's right. Like, maybe I should get someone to listen to my sales calls. That does feel like an area that I am falling off. Or, yeah, I do have a big following, which I know is more rare, but someone could say, yes, I've got a big following and I'm not making anywhere near as many sales as I would like to, or as many as people think that I actually am. So same client will have multiple wins, multiple results, and multiple angles. You can decide which of those, and you can kind of cycle through them as well. You don't have to have one story per client. You could cycle through them and really get a lot out of it. The last thing I'll say on this action step here is you do want to update these client results or examples from time to time. So depending how often and where you are sharing these would probably dictate how often you would update these results. So if you go to a regular networking event, for example, you don't want to be saying the exact same thing, the exact same story verbatim. Maybe it's great to reiterate it to people, but you've got so many results that you could be sharing. So definitely change it up. The other thing you can do as well, if you do go to, or if you're in environments networking, or maybe you introduce yourself when you jump onto like a Facebook Live or whatever it might be, you could share the progression. So you could say, remember that client I told you who reached XYZ, she hit 20K 3 months in a row. Well, this is where she's at now. So you could share the progression. And I think that could be really fun, especially in a almost like a networking environment or an intimate type setting. It's like they're kind of going on the journey with you week to week, or each time they see you or hear from you, it's like, oh, now I'm like captivated by the journey of this client that they're working with. And I think that would be great content as well. So that is the action activity for you. So hopefully you found this really useful. I find it comes up so much where people, they do such great things, but they just don't know how to explain it to people. And the quickest and best and easiest, and I think honestly the most effective way, is to just share examples. We don't have to like make up the examples. We don't have to figure out the words to say. We just share. We just kind of pinpoint what are some of those results, what are some of those real wins and transformations they experience that are relevant to more people just like them, and they're the ones you want to share. So we don't have to overcomplicate this by any kind of way. I hope you found this useful. Any questions, definitely reach out, and yeah, go hunting for the transcript as well. I think you will find it very, very helpful. I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll chat to you very, very soon. Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this episode useful, I'd love for you to send it to a friend. The best podcasts I have found have all been recommended to me. If you can spread the word by sharing this episode, I can spend more time helping you by creating episodes just like this one. Send it, text it, tell somebody about it, whatever you need to do. The more you spread the word, the more I can focus on creating needle-moving episodes to help you and your friends.